Good morning. How are you, gentlemen?
Very well. Very excited. The news finally dropped yesterday that the NRL will have two games here in Mackay at BB Prince Stadium. You kept that under your hat very well, Andrew.
I think the truck showing up to start building the grandstands on Sunday didn't help the cause.
That's because the grand final was next door to the junior grounds. Everyone's taking photos.
I don't know whether Dave told you or not, but we were trying to cover that story for you by saying the QCWA may have a big Taylor Swift. Might be in Mackay. We just don't know.
John's coming.
Elton's
back.
But it is a great get for Mackay, isn't it? It's a great get.
Oh, look, it's absolutely brilliant. I mean, how could you ask for anything better?
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Oh, we could ask for a grand final, but that won't have happened.
Well,
who's to know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, nobody thought we'd get NRL games, let alone, you know, owning a finals weekend. I mean, holy Toledo.
How much work was in behind the scenes? Like, we see, obviously, the big announcement and that kind of thing, but your team and yourself must have been running ragged to try and get this done.
I'll be really honest with you. Tiona Cousin has worked so hard on this. She's the manager of economic development. You know, she's just gone above and beyond to make this happen. The MECC box office team, a big shout out to them. You know, they've worked so hard.
Yeah.
Not only are they inundated, but the build is quite incredible because, you know, every seat is an allocated seat. So there's no general admission tickets to this. Every ticket you buy is to a seat, and you've got to map it, you've got to build it in the system.
Wow.
You know, I'm so proud of the MECC box office team for actually getting it done in time for the release at 4 o'clock yesterday.
That's crazy.
Brilliant.
Can I ask you one very important question? Are you getting pay rise after this or what? The amount of organization you've had to do.
Should be.
I think I deserve it. Just saying, you know.
Greg. He listens to the show.
Good morning, Greg. That's what I'm here to do. So, you know, it's my job.
But everything being allocated, it's like a logistical nightmare. But again, we're going to get the benefits out of this. But this is a good a way to showcase the rest of Australia how we do it here in Mackay. Like, we're not just some little country town.
No, and that's the thing, you know, it's on television and, you know, how many million people are going to be watching Friday night and Saturday night next weekend?
Yes, yep.
I mean, how many million, you know, they're going to be looking at this going, holy heck, you know, this is how you do it.
And the ground is in absolutely pristine condition for the TV screens too.
Oh, look, you know, Callan from the Cutters has just taken that field to next level and, God bless him.
I got to say, Cairns is a bit pissed off at us because they got nothing and we got two games.
Bad luck to them.
We've got our good mate, Elliot, who does breakfast up there. He's very, very angry at us this morning. So, but you know what? That's what happens. We had the other three NRL matches here in Mackay.
Yep.
That was a great show that we could do the finals here. So I think it's
absolutely.
A
and
big
considering
win.
The first one, we had less than 8 days to put it together. I thought that was doing pretty well, just personally.
Absolutely.
Post COVID though, is there something in the works for next season about maybe getting one of the teams to have or a couple of teams to have one of their home games in Mackay?
Look, it's still. It's really, really early discussions about that because, of course, the NRL doesn't really know what post-COVID looks like either.
Right.
I mean, does anyone?
No.
You know, I mean, that's...
One day is different to the other.
Yeah. And look, this is the thing about COVID. You know, at the moment, Mackay is fantastic. We've got no COVID. You know, our restrictions are minimal. I mean, wearing a mask to a stadium is not a, you know... A great impulse to anybody.
Nothing compared to what other parts.
Yeah, compared.
Going
to, you know,
through,
no one's been allowed out of their house in Sydney for how long?
Yep.
You know, or Melbourne. So, it depends what post-COVID looks like. I think Dave, to be honest,
it's good that those discussions have been had, though.
Yeah,
mate. Congratulations to you and the team. Please pass out congratulations onto the MEC team as well and to the council. We can't wait to be there. It's going to be Dave, 17th, 18th of September. Tickets through the MEC box office. Please be patient with the staff as well because they've got an influx of people wanting tickets to that match. So just don't be rude, folks. Just be nice and courteous along the way. But great to see you in the studio this morning, mate.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Heading for our top today, 25 degrees. Around Mackay in the Whitsundays.